It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to talk more about the regional that's happening down at State Farm tonight. Two good games. Got a text message from a friend who was listening earlier, Mike. Michigan's not winning. Okay. I mean, Auburn is the number one overall seed. They're a 9-point favorite. We'll see. Yeah, listen, the tournament has not had really as many shockers, to your point about the whole Cinderella thing,
right?
As I guess as much as we're used to. But I also think that's just a function, guys, of if you've watched college basketball this year, the SEC was the most dominant team. Guess who has the most teams right now heading to the Elite Eight? And probably by the end of the night, depending on what happens in that Kentucky-Tennessee game, SEC team is going to advance. This is why I've been saying I think an SEC team ultimately is going to hold up the trophy.
But I would say that, and I think even some Auburn fans, not to upset them, but they could maybe agree that Auburn kind of peaked middle end of February. That Auburn's playing their best basketball through the month of February. They have not been as good since. And that Michigan's got a bona fide seven-footer. They got 6'10". They got 2 7-footers. They got two guys. They got a lot of height in the front court. They got depth. Now, I know they weren't the highest seed, but I'm just curious to see how Bruce Pearl handles that kind of size. Like, for instance, Rick Pitino, St. John's, could not handle the front court of Arkansas.
You're absolutely right. Listen. Styles make fights.
Right.
I mean, this is why the tournament is so interesting.
Alabama bombing threes last night.
But they've done that all year. I don't think they'll shoot like that the rest of the way.
But that was historic last night.
It was. Yeah. But they're the top scoring team in the country. Alabama. It's not Duke. It's not who you think it is. So that's what they've been doing, Mike. They can score the ball, but you also saw how many points they gave up.
Right.
So if they play a more defensive-minded team, Alabama finds themselves in a dogfight. That's what happened earlier this year with Auburn and some of the teams they played in the SEC. But we'll get into that, man, because I think we've got some great matchups, not only here, but we'll talk about the other matchups tonight in the NCAA tournament. Hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you, 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell live in Kennesaw. We are at Twin Peaks hanging out on a Friday. Well, what's your plans, by the way, this weekend? What you got going on, man?
Well, after basically breaking my back last week, Carl, I'm going to break my back again this week. Last week it was trees. Man, anybody digging a hole in Georgia? Is it just me?
Oh, it's
do
not
you
just
deal
you.
With this? You put your shovel in the ground. Has anyone ever put their shovel in the ground anywhere in their house, in their yard, and ever get like a nice soft patch of dirt?
Not happening.
It's rock. It's root. It's, I mean, you're literally, like, the shovel goes in the ground like an inch. Like, God, son of a. You know, I measure things out for spacing where I'm going to plant some bushes. And it's like tree root, giant rock. I pulled out a rock the size of a friggin' basketball. It's bigger than a damn discus. And so this is the crap that I've been dealing with. This week, I'm laying, and I know what you're going to say. Why don't you hire someone? My dad's voice just keeps in, you know, you can do that yourself. You starts with a P, ends with a Y. Payday. You know, just get out there and do it. You know, what the hell? Finish the job. You're the same way.
No, I am.
I know you hire someone, but there's some things you just do yourself.
Well, we were just talking, and our good friend here was saying he's got a townhouse. He doesn't know why he bought it because he's got to do work on it. He's got to do some siding, and I'm like, you're right. Doing it yourself? Siding, I won't mess
no,
with.
No, no, to hell with that
I won't mess with.
No
but,
way.
But he literally is like, yeah, I got to find it. I got to, you know, get another cutter. And I told him I just bought a circular saw because I needed to replace some boards
right.
on my deck.
Look at you, Bob Vila.
Well, look, go to my tool shed. I got it all, bro.
Hey, man.
This 25 years of home ownership, bro. I got all the tools. But I'm just like, do I really want it? Because I'm looking at it.
You got a tiller? I need a tiller.
I do have a tiller.
Gas powered?
But I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, do I really want to do this? You know, I got to do the measuring and it's got to be accurate. And I'm like, I know I could hire a carpenter to come in here. This dude would be done in like 30 minutes. But to your point, I'm like, yeah,
right.
I'm going to do it, which means I'll jack it up. I'm gonna jack up a few boards before I get it right.
Right.
But I'm going to do it because I purchased a circular saw and I was like, ah. So I hear you, man. It's all about the home ownership.
I said it to Chris on Monday when you were coming back from Vegas. Everything, and I know I say this almost every week on the stage, so I'll make it 1,000th time. Those Progressive ads are so on point about how you become your dad. I'm doing things that I literally said when I lived in the condo, remember I used to make fun? You people in your gated communities.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
In the suburbs, keeping up with the Joneses, with your yards. I spent, you know, before I moved to Sharpsburg, I may have been in Home Depot twice in my life.
You shouldn't even admit that.
I ain't going to lie to you.
You shouldn't even admit
I'm
that.
I'm not going to lie.
But why would you?
I mean, I could go down to the Ace Hardware in Midtown if I need a nail to hang a painting.
Yes, why would you?
Think about what I needed in my house. Nothing. It was a condo.
Call
the maintenance man.
They took care of everything.
From Noonan. That's how I used to make fun of Noonan, because they're a maintenance guy. Now I live there.
By the way, do you miss that? You know, just call. Don't you miss that
there
a little bit?
There is something cool about
right?
But I will say this. To sit there on the back, you know, now I had that balcony. I had a view of Georgia Tech and the sunrise, sunset, I should say, of the West. And that was great. But now it's kind of cool coming back and you got an acre of property and I got my stuff. But I get it. It's the headaches and the bills. But it is. I just like having my space. I like to, you know, and you do too.
Oh, no doubt.
I could never see myself back in a condo.
When I was in the burbs, and this is early on in our show when we first started and Mike's talking about the condo, I would bring up stuff about, you know, yards and Mike would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never experienced any of what you're discussing right now.
I mocked you.
And yes, all the time. And literally I'd be like, okay, you know what? You don't know. So I can't even really talk about this.
Right.
Now every day, my back hurts. I'm planting trees. And I'm like, who are you?
By the way, shout out to the Georgia Hemp Company, our good friend Joe Salami.
Yeah.
You might remember that time I was enjoying the product. Well, no, this is the balm. Basically, it's like Bengay with CBD.
It works, Mike.
And that's,
when I
yes.
had my sciatica deal,
yeah.
I was using a little bit of that to calm the pain. That stuff works, man.
Right now, this guy who's like 22 in his car. Listen to these old farts. But anyway, someday that's going to be you, coach.
Whatever. I'm telling you right now.
I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother James is. I was so high as a kite that day. How is that even legal?
And it was legal.
How is that even legal?
It was legal. The funniest part about that is we're on the golf course. It was our brown grass tournament. And we were on the golf course, and we stopped, and he gave us that
and
stuff.
And so I fired this thing up. I go, anybody want a hit? And nobody wants any of it. So I'm like, well, it's pain relief. They say it's just pain relief. So I'm like,
you hit it hard.
So I go like total Cheech and Chong,
you
and like
hard.
Literally an hour into the show, I'm like,
he is what he is. I mean, Jameis Russell can be a guy that can do what he did at times against Minnesota.
Jameis Winston?
What did I say? Jameis? Who the hell is Jameis Thomas?
Told you you're feeling good.
And I guess I am.
Stoned as hell. High as a damn kite. And you can, too, thanks to the Georgia Hemp Company.
Oh, it was
legal
great.
In every county in Georgia.
It was great. Oh, and Turtle and I were crying. I said, did you guys
I gotta
hear
be honest,
that?
My knee feels really good right now.
It does.
Now, the good news was
sense?
My knee felt great. I didn't have any knee aches. The bottom line is I couldn't put a thought together, which is a problem when you're on a five-hour radio show. You couldn't put two synapses could not connect.
Oh,
so there was a slight side effect.
It was the best. All right, man. You guys are more than welcome to hit us up. Let's talk some dogs.
Mm.
We got to mention Deion's contract, and we will. All right. But if you're wondering what's going on with the Dogs as they get ready for their spring football game, Mike, it's not on TV. You can still go. I know people are asking this question, these questions. $10. You still can go and experience G-Day.
All right.
But it will not be televised, and so that's the big difference this year. We're used to watching it on SEC Network or whatever it might be. But I know some people are like, well, what's the deal? Is this closed? No, it is not. And for more information, obviously, you can contact Georgia. But we just wanted to put it out there because I know some guys that asked me about whether we were going to be there. And I said, look, we've gone to numerous G-Days. But
we've done the show from up there at the Grindhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the fact that this one's not going to be on TV, some people are feeling like, okay, if I don't go, what's it? You can go. All right. Wanted to put that out there. Let's talk about Deion Sanders real quick. He is now one of the highest paid coaches in college football. Look, I said I'd tell you why, and the reason is simple. His impact to the revenue at the University of Colorado is undeniable. This is not about chips. This is about having a program revitalized and being relevant. You just got the Heisman winner. You have a quarterback that's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
Your coach is a brand name, and more importantly, more people are paying attention to your brand. And, Mike, you're selling out your stadium, home games and away, because of his allure. Deion, whether you think he's worth it or not, Colorado saying, look, we like this vibe. We're going to go ahead and pay him, and that way we don't have to worry about somebody trying to come and poach him.
And, oh, by the way, who did he land? Juju Lewis, Julian Lewis
from
Carrollton.
Right out of here.
You know, top quarterback. So, I mean, Deion is putting it together. We talked about it. You know, Mel Tucker had one good year and a mediocre year at that. He got a big contract at Michigan State.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And unfortunately for him, you know, as we said, I mean, when African-American head coaches get an opportunity, unfortunately for him, it didn't help. But he obviously –
Well, he didn't help himself.
He didn't help himself. Right. Flamed out.
Right.
But Deion is doing it, guys. And he's doing it in a place where they were – I don't think people realize how bad they were. The truly worst program of all the power then five. So he's
nobody wanted the job.
And they're juicy. They're sexy. People want to watch this team. Kids want to go there. And that's just like at Georgia. When Kirby goes to Georgia, enrollment goes up, tuition goes up.
That's
everyone
right.
wants to be there. At rising tide, the whole shebang.
Yeah. So it is a deal, if you're wondering. Deion, $54 million extension total, 5 years. But it puts him in that $10 million category.
Hey, Chris, you guys still got that top 10 list of highest paid coaches? Because some of these guys aren't earning that money they're making right now.
Well, I think the main guy you mentioned is at USC right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and you look at, like, so Nick Saban's gone. Bill Belichick got the huge deal to go to North Carolina. And that was going to always be a money grab. But, yeah, man, when you get into, okay, obviously Ryan Day, Kirby, Sarkisian, the usual suspects.
Yeah, Dabo's still in there.
Lanning, yes. Dan Lanning yes. in Oregon.
I got the top five for you guys right now. It's Kirby 13.2, Day 12.5, Dabo's at 11, Dion's 10.8, and Steve Sarkisian's 10.6.
And then you've got, where's USC?
They are
Lincoln Riley.
Yeah,
Lincoln
I only got the top five. I'll look for the top
But he was in the top ten. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley still got, remember, he got so much money there was even something that wasn't even divulged.
Oh, correct.
Like a house for the family, the whole shebang.
Private plane, and, the whole deal.
Some thought it was in excess of 12 to 15 million, and they haven't won jack at USC. They don't get defense right. And to be honest, I mean, Caleb Williams regressed his last year in college.
Yeah. I have no issues with this. You know, ultimately, if he's able to take that team to the playoff, Mike, the college football playoff, it would be great. But this isn't about that. This is about going from zero to being a brand again. And really, he's the prime he's the prime reason for that.
Right.
And, you know, he came in. People don't know this. He was like, we're changing uniforms. Did you see Colorado's uniforms, their helmets?
Right.
Everything about the program, he was like, flash, we're going to pop.
Right.
And it became a thing. And kids love that stuff, man. And so I give him a lot of credit. And the social media presence, guys, it's quadrupled since he got there. Everything about
have
the football
Have you ever
program.
Gotten those Blenders sunglasses? I've had those things on back
no,
order for like
that's
2 years.
Thing. And
has anybody ordered the Dion sunglasses and gotten them? Because I ordered those things like 8 months ago, and I still haven't gotten those things.
Didn't they? And Nike came out with a shoe, too, I believe, for him. A long story short.
Wait, Carl, I thought you wore those on FanDuel a couple of weeks ago.
No, I got these right here, Turtle, and they're not those.
By the way, to answer your guys' question, Lincoln Riley, Kalen DeBoer, and Bill Belichick, also in the $10 million club.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
And Kalen DeBoer, what have you done for me lately? I mentioned Alabama. It's funny. A guy here was at the bar earlier, an FSU alum.
Mike, they wouldn't move on from Kalen DeBoer after another four-loss season, would they?
Yes, they would.
Alabama!
But the thing is with DeBoer, guys like, are you going down there for the game? I said, talk about Tallahassee. I said, I don't think Florida State has any clue what it's going to be. Right? Gus Malzahn's now the OC.
So you're bailing on your team.
No, I'm going to go. But you're going to let me $2,000?
is that what the tickets
for
are?
For my level of contribution
is. Well, you need to go down a level.
Well, I like nice seats, dude, and I like a nice parking space.
I mean, really, you like my level of it.
No,
you need to go down a level.
I'm only a silver chief. I'm not a golden chief.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, I'm a bow to your silver chief.
Silver
Now, if
chief.
You want to go to the Alabama game, I need you to step up.
Wow. Is that what they were calling you about earlier?
Yes. Are you going to renew? The deadline's coming up.
Because I heard you tell the guy, I've only got a few minutes. I'm on the radio.
I go, can you guarantee the coach won't suck this year? Because that's an important part of the process.
Sir, hold on. All right, we're coming back. We're live at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Coming up, we're going to talk about this pitcher. Is it, in fact, Kirk Cousins?
Is he really in the greater Cleveland area?
It looks like him. He's at a Chipotle. By the way, when's the last time you had Chipotle? Because you're going to laugh.
When I lived in Midtown, walking to work.
Okay. Well, I went today. I hadn't had a Chipotle bowl in a long time. And ironically, I was on my way home today, and I was like, and I stopped.
Right.
It was great. But I just – the irony to that, and I got in the car and realized, wait a minute, wasn't Cousins in a Chipotle?
Yes.
So, but it was great. But I only say that to say this picture that's out there, and you guys, if you've not scoured the internet, there was a picture taken yesterday, and it was posted.
Right.
And, you know, people claim that it was taken in Cleveland, and that brings us to this whole conspiracy thing. We're going to talk about that. Mike, let's talk about what happened with the Braves yesterday. Opening day. Tonight they get another shot at it, and this is going to be a four-game set with the Padres guys. Tonight it's going to be Ronaldo Lopez taking on Dylan Cease. But yesterday, you're up in this game. You should have closed this deal, and you couldn't do it. You gave up four runs in the seventh.
Yeah, man, you had to lead in the middle innings. Yeah, but this is why, you know, I always bellyache about, you know, pitching, and sometimes it's starting pitching. I was always pitching, sometimes the bullpen. But, yeah, man, Hector Neris.
Yeah.
Hector!
And then and then real bummer, dude, Aaron Bummer. Yeah, man, it just seems like we thought Dylan Lee, it was just, you know, other options. But this was the great debate we had with Grant McCauley the other day about what I said. Remember, I actually said to Grant, Sale gets you six. What's next? And we thought it was going to be other – I will say this, and we'll ask Grant about it. I didn't hear Hector Neris' name in the conversation.
I think –
And by the way, what did you think of the movie Troy, by the way?
Troy was good. I didn't have a problem with it.
I thought, you know, yeah, there were parts that, you know, could have been tightened up a little bit.
Action,
you
know, scenes were great.
Now, apparently Achilles was a real jerk.
Yeah.
You know, he's a real pain in the butt. But anyway, that's for those who don't get the reference, that's when he's calling out Hector for the fight.
Hector! Yeah, this is making me laugh. But I think Snit Mike, you know, is trying.
And he whips him.
Trying to figure, he does whip it pretty good.
I takes it for a draft.
He's trying to figure this out as far as 6th, 7th. When we get to the 8th, we know it's going to be probably Pierce Johnson. I mean, Aaron Bummer came in, threw a wild pitch. I mean, look, he didn't help us either. Bummer was a bummer yesterday, but I feel like this is the area where you get a good quality start. You know, Sale struck out 7. He went 5.
He was like, it was an opening day start.
He was fine.
The Matt Olson stupid throw to home, that his own version of the Marcus Mariota grenade toss off his tuchus, right?
No doubt. And I don't know why he threw that. I mean, I get it. You're trying to make a play, but come on, man. Just take the out and let's keep playing. Either way, the setup guys are Bummer and Johnson. How he uses those guys, we're going to see. Righty, lefty, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You get to Iglesias, I feel pretty good. But the problem yesterday was first game of the season, and this will play itself out. Braves fans, I know we were frustrated, like, man, we blew that, and we did. But Snit has to figure out that 6th, 7th inning thing, and, Mike, who does he trust and where we're going to go. And, that doesn't happen overnight. So yesterday, bad inning cost us the game, basically, even though you got home runs from Ozzie and Austin. Now, I want you to hear Ozzie's home run because Mike and I, we joke around. We love Ozzie. But I need Ozzie for a full season. And you asked me earlier in the week before the season started, you said, well, is he going to last?
Can Ozzie give me 150 games?
I hope so, because this is why we need him in the lineup.
Right.
Ozzie Albies. There goes the first homer of the season for Atlanta. A no-doubter off the bat of Ozzie to give Atlanta the lead in the 3rd inning.
Man, that little guy, man. I tell you what, he's got some pop.
He's still my favorite Brave.
He's got some
pop. I love Ozzie, man. I do. Stay healthy, baby.
Yeah, so that two-run home run, that made it 3-2 Braves, right? Then Riley comes up, and he does this.
Riley in the air out to left center field. Lockridge is back at the track. Goodbye! Austin Riley with a solo shot, and Atlanta has a 4-3 lead in the 4th.
Now, Mike, that's the guy I need to come back and be the Austin Riley that he was, not last year, the year before last, because last year the injury kept him out and then he never came back. I need Austin Riley to be that 100 RBI guy, 40 home runs. I'm going to put it out there. Not 35, I need 40.
Right.
And to see him get a dinger in the first game of the season, that was big, man. And look, we talked about it. The offseason with his hitting coach and all the stuff he had to deal with,
right?
He's gone through a lot. But that felt good for Austin Riley.
Always worried about a guy dealing with a wrist injury and how he, even though it's been, you know, a long time coming back. So he looked great. Dylan Lee gets the start. Gets the 6th inning, I should say, after Sale gives you a 5-inning start. So, okay. So we're cool with Dylan Lee. But then Hector Neris came in.
Hector!
Thank you. Yes. I'm sorry. It's like Pavlov's dog. Once you start, we got to throw to it, man. But anyway, if you didn't see it, Sheets pinch hits for Lockridge. Sheets goes dead center. And then the wheels fall off. Then Bummer comes in. Next thing you know, it's 7-4.
It was ugly.
And then there was a play where the Braves maybe could have done a challenge late. But again, the toothpaste out of the tube. It's 7-4. And the bullpen screwed you. So there you go. You scored 4. Did you think 4 runs would be enough to beat the Padres?
I did. Well, the way things were going.
Yeah.
What I didn't know is how they were going to react. I mean, when you look at the Padres lineup, again, Tatis had 3 hits. Jackson Merrill drove in 4 runs. I mean, they had guys. That lineup's good, guys. Without Profar. Profar's with us now, but that's a good lineup.
And the other thing that came up, and this is something we were watching at Twin Peaks in Buckhead yesterday, was what is it going to look like when Drake Baldwin's behind the dish? Because we've said, look, we get it. Murphy's a tremendous defensive catcher. Guys really can't steal on him. His release is one of the fastest in the show, but he can't hit. And we lost Contreras in a trade. We always feel like we blew that one. So we're going to take our lumps defensively. So I don't know. I looked it up. Schilt does like to run when he's got a good matchup.
Okay.
With the Padres, they ran every chance they had on Drake Baldwin.
Well, it was part of the storyline yesterday. If I would have told you the Braves didn't have any stolen bases, and yet I think we had 10 hits in that game, but they had 5. That's the fundamental difference, because they were moving themselves over and getting in the scoring position. So they challenged him. I know it's easy to say after one game this is going to be an issue. I'm not ready to go there yet. We'll talk with Grant McCauley about this because, Mike, I think a lot of teams are going to – if, in fact, he's playing, and we think he's going to get a lot of playing time. He's up here now with the big club. He impressed Snit and company. He's on the roster. But I do think teams are going to say, oh, rookie catcher. Okay, let's see what he's got. And they are going to test his arm. And until he starts throwing guys out consistently, AAA, man, listen, you can have a reputation and guys won't run on you. In the major leagues, it's a different animal. So he's got to prove it.
Yeah, the Padres are kind of middle of the road to the bottom of the league as far as stolen bases. So this was something that, this is that creepy manager.
We don't like
threw
him.
To Cunha.
We don't like him.
Because they didn't like him. What, that was the 2019, right?
It was 2019? Yes, it was a blowout.
That was the Cardinals. Or 2018,
it
Cardinals.
It was the faulty meltdown.
Yeah, that's the one where we're doing the show at Murph's. And I always use that line from Die Hard. Remember the guy that looks like Huey Lewis? There's something wrong. They're coming back down. All these fans kept coming back over the bridge on the pedestrian walkway because the game was pretty much over by the third inning.
Yeah, man. I mean, literally, we were like, yeah, we'll be over to the ballpark as soon as the show's over. Yeah, all right, talk to you in a little bit. Yeah. We get the place is literally empty for the folks that, right. That didn't have tickets were in there watching it with us. And Mike and I literally, within 45 minutes, people are walking back over, and we're like, what's going on? Something happening? Yeah, the score. All right.
So that's that guy we always feel like we have unfinished business with. That's their manager.
I just thought the timing of that was weak, you know.
And well, yeah, you're gonna, you know,
what else pissed me off was, though, at the time is nobody came to his defense.
Nobody.
That, I mean, we're going back, what, five, 6 years?
But
was my issue.
And this goes back to the whole Freddie dynamic. I say we miss Freddie's leadership. Freddie didn't have Acuna's back in that. Well, nobody had his back in that situation.
Yeah. I think the only guy out the clubhouse was Snit. Or out the dugout at that particular moment. Anyways, listen, water under the bridge. He's got a different club, but he is doing some things to try to take advantage of our rookie catcher. We'll see what happens tonight. Hopefully we get another good start, man. Ronaldo Lopez, and we'll talk to Grant about this. Mike, I hope we get the Ronaldo Lopez we got last year. He was unbelievable.
Right.
And if he can put up similar numbers this year, we're going to be in a really good spot, especially once Strider gets back.
Hey, I got to correct myself. Check yourself when you get your stats wrong. This is really a bad sign for Drake Baldwin. Padres were the 27th team in stolen bases last year. Yeah.
So they don't steal bases?
No. God. Oh, I hate this computer. It's 2022. Hold on. I'll take it right.
What is it? Giving you different numbers? What is this? The lottery?
I searched and it just locked me up over here.
Well, you're 27.
Stop yelling at me.
22.
Hold on. I get this. Just give me the damn numbers, you stupid computer. I want to get this right. They were 14th in stolen bases.
Okay. Okay.
I want to give accurate information.
That's better.
And this laptop is fighting me.
Well, you're lucky it's working.
Hey.
We're coming back, man. We got plenty more to dive into. We are live at Twin Peaks.
Hey, man. And Guy Talk, is Steve Coonan, unfortunately, is too busy for us.
Yeah, he's got something going on.
According to his personal secretary, Squidbilly. So we're going to give you some Guy Talk. Have you seen the video of what this earthquake created in southeastern Pacific?
Yeah, it's nuts.
There's some crazy stuff going on in Bangkok. It's Bangkok Dangerous. We'll explain next. Dukes and Bell guys live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We're just talking to the audience because unlike some radio shows, we bond with our listeners.
You're damn right we do.
Yes, indeed. Hey, man, Tinker's down here. Give yourself a round of applause, by the way, studio audience. Great crowd. What a good-looking crowd over here. It's like Rodney Dangerfield. By the way, somebody sent it to me the other day. It was my buddy Dave Powers. It was the old Taste Great, Less Filling ad where Billy Martin is managing the Taste Great.
Sure.
And Dick Butkus and everybody else on Less Filling, they bring in Rodney as a relief pitcher. And I watched this commercial. I'm like, there hasn't been a commercial this entertaining on American television in 20 years. Between the star power, everybody at the end, the ball goes over the fence, and then John Madden busts through the fence. No, I caught it. That's not a home run. Anyway, but it's just Google the old Taste Great, Less Filling if you want to go down that rabbit hole on YouTube. It's pretty funny. Hey, we were talking about this briefly yesterday at the end of the show. Rob Manfred goes on a podcast and basically says, I want to say, was it Buster Olney or was it Ken Rosenthal? And he was talking about how he felt Major League Baseball was disrespected, Carl, by ESPN. That ESPN put all their eggs in the NFL, which, look, that's understandable.
Yes, it is.
But he said they put all their money with the NBA. And the one thing which I try to explain to folks is when ESPN doesn't have licensing or broadcasting rights, I should say, it's like the sport doesn't exist. So, for instance, for years, if you went to ESPN's masthead, and for guys who don't follow the lingo, right now I'm on ESPN's homepage, ESPN.com. NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA, more sports. Would you consider the opening weekend of baseball to be kind of important?
Big deal.
And MLB would be one of the top four sports?
Yeah, should be.
It's not even on ESPN's masthead. You've got to go to more sports and click down, Carl, to find MLB.
So that tells you everything, right?
So, I mean, when you think about it, when you think – my point has always been – if you think ESPN is objective, they've never been objective. It's all commerce. It's entertainment sports programming. When they had the when they didn't have the NHL, Carl, same thing. You wouldn't see NHL. They don't have MLS. You don't see MLS on it. So it just gives you – I just want people to realize, when you think ESPN pronounces something, it's not friggin' gospel. It's marketing. So just bear that in mind. I'm not trying to preach, but I just thought that was interesting after what Rob Manfred said yesterday.
Yeah, look – you're picking sports based on viewership and revenue earning.
With your company.
And the biggest revenue earner is the NFL.
Right.
We know that.
But to take baseball off the masthead on opening day?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
But that has to do with not having the – well, they're going moving on from it, right?
So now they're out of sight, out of mind.
Correct.
Just, I thought that was a little food for thought. All right, brother, you and I talk a lot about autonomous vehicles. I had the first experience in a Tesla that was being driven by the Tesla when I was down there for the Falcons Bucks a few months ago during football season. Reason I bring this up, self-driving taxis will soon be hitting the streets of Atlanta. Lyft is apparently partnering with the autonomous vehicle company named May Mobility.
Are you going to get in one of these vehicles?
I'm Johnny Cat. Where can I take you tonight?
That's right. Are you going to get in one of these vehicles?
No friggin' way.
Huh?
Good job, Orin, picking up Johnny Cat from Total Recall.
Yeah.
No way in hell.
This is my stop.
I'm not letting you out.
What do you mean? This is where I'm supposed to get out.
I'm locking the doors.
Would you please repeat the destination?
I'm not even in one of these cars.
Go!
I'm not
go! Just go! I need a destination. Move!
I've seen. I think Mike, one of the magazine shows did one a documentary or a segment on this where they were showing all the cameras and how it drives itself, and it's great. And they were like, you know, this is going to be the wave of the future, and you know, it helps with stop lights and stop signs and all the stuff that it's got to encounter. You know, pedestrians, all that stuff. I don't know if I can get into a car and be like, yeah, take me to – and I'm sitting in the back and there's no driver.
We were on – what's the ring road in Tampa, like our 285? Is it 275? Whatever it is in Tampa.
Oh, the
yeah, yeah.
The
and
loop,
so we were going from Raymond James Stadium to Sports and Social or whatever it was, American Social down there in the Inner Harbor. I said this to you there. I couldn't – and the guy leans back to me. And so we're going off an exit ramp and he's talking to me. The driver of the car, and I'm wigging out. I know a lot of guys, you've been in a car with a – I don't know, man. I understand the whole Tesla thing, but I like to be in control. And when I don't have control, man, that just – I'm not doing it. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get sued, but I was the home opener for Atlanta United walking up the hill from Echo up towards Fido, and a car that was an autonomous vehicle that was practice run ran right through the stop sign at 7th and Cypress. We're all like, and these people look at me like, did that just happen? So it just, I don't know, man. I don't trust that technology.
Yeah, look, I have been in cars going to and from the airport. We got back one time a few years back.
Right.
Got into our car that picked us up, was going to take us home. And this guy's driving like a maniac. And I don't know if this ever happened to you, but like if you, whether it's Uber or Lyft, it doesn't matter. We know a lot of Uber Lyft folks that listen to the show. But, you know, like, I want to get home safely. I don't need to be home right now. And this dude is driving like a maniac. And literally, I was like, yo, my family's in the car. Slow down. And this guy is just in and out of traffic. And, you know,
oh, man.
And my point is, Mike, at least I can tell that to a human being.
Right.
If you get into a car and it's self-driving and you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that aspect
of
it.
See, ironically.
Where it's driving recklessly and you're like, slow down. I don't understand. I don't want to hear that.
See, ironically, if I was in an autonomous vehicle and it wasn't doing 75 in the left lane, I'd be yelling at it, you got room, let's go. You can pass this guy, hit it. Yeah, yeah, you can't have that interaction.
18 credits, please.
Sue me.
Sue me.
By the way, we're lifting audio from Total Recall. Not that piece
the
of crap.
The original.
Piece of crap with Colin Farrell, although they could have used better special effects in the original.
We hope you enjoyed the ride, perhaps.
So there you go. Lyft coming soon with autonomous vehicles. All right, man.
By the way, I hope it works.
Yes.
I hope it works.
For our sake.
Yes.
For people in the crosswalk's sake and other motorists. Hey, man, a huge earthquake in the Southeast Asia region in Myanmar, 7.7 earthquake, formerly Burma, where those buildings have been flattened. What really made news today, I just reposted it, Mike Bell, ATL, on Twitter. A lot of high-rises here in the city, major cities have got pools on the top of the roof. Oh, my God, Carl. Tons of water cascading off these high-rises in Bangkok, Thailand. It's amazing. The video goes out about a minute and a half. Just crazy.
It's scary, isn't it? And here's the thing. You know, everybody wants to believe, like, they'll be in the right place when these things happen.
Right.
Can you imagine being in one of those buildings? It's moving, and now you're seeing water come off. Like, the pool is literally dumping.
Right. Onto the street. Now, the worst, if you're on the street. Now, the one thing is, if you're a nerd and you watch some of these things, like on Smithsonian, because architecture has advanced so much, they have these dampers now. They have it in California and San Francisco.
They do.
So, they have these counterweights. So, you've got these 60 and 70-story buildings swaying. And the only thing that's basically, it's like a pot on top. So, the water's spilling off the top of the roof.
Yeah,
wild.
It looks crazy. Do they know? Because I saw this earlier. I didn't see that specific picture, but I just saw the damage with some of the pictures and the steels. Man, it's so devastating. What was the 7.7?
7.7, man. Yikes. So, yeah, that's – I was in California once. I slept through it was the – what the heck was the one?
You slept through an earthquake?
Yeah. Well, because –
come on.
I hit it pretty hard.
Come on.
I was staying with Munson in Hermosa.
Come on.
It was the Cal State. Was it? What the hell was it? Ridge? What the hell is the name of the town?
Do not tell me it was the 88 earthquake.
No. It was the Northridge quake. I slept right through it. Well, I was hungover. What do you want from me?
I just have a hard time.
The epicenter was in Northridge. I was in Hermosa Beach.
So you didn't
I'm just telling you.
You didn't get hit as hard.
I woke up and Munson's like, you slept through the earthquake. I'm like, oh, I did? And his Peruvian girlfriend goes, see?
So
that confirmed it.
Yeah. I don't know if – oh, yeah. Nice. Now I'm seeing the pictures from the top of the roof. Wow,
isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Pretty amazing. Check out the images, guys. They're out there. Just Google it. Be Googling it. We put it up at Mike Bell, ATL. All right, man. How many Beatles fans out there? Anybody who's a Beatles fan? There's one hand. Goes. All right. Wow. We had a very young audience. All right. So the Beatles, for those who don't know, they were rolling and rocking. Everything was great. And then Yoko Ono came in and messed up John's head and screwed up the Beatles. That has generally been the preferred narrative of most people who hate Yoko Ono. Guilty me as charged. A new book comes out and says, no, Yoko did not break up the Beatles.
Who did?
That John was in a very vulnerable part of his life and was very fragile. And it was Yoko who convinced him to stay with the band. Because back then, Paul McCartney was also pee-whipped with Linda Eastman, was his wife. Just let her sing with the band Wings. You can find that audio. It's pretty painful. Now a new book comes out and says, no, Yoko was the cement, the glue that helped keep the Beatles together
really?
For those final two records. Guess what that book is called?
What's it called?
Yoko Ono. A biography.
Okay.
So I'm going to call shenanigans on that one, Sparky. And for guys, millennials and younger audience, whenever you hear, like, if there's a woman involved in a band or a football player's got, like, a hot young girlfriend. If you ever heard Carl and I go, oh, she's going to Yoko Ono that. That's the reference point. Basically, Yoko came in. The prevailing wisdom was change John's vibe. He's like, I'm out of here. And by then, a band is like a marriage. Sometimes it goes sideways. Those guys have been together for, you know, the 15 years.
Forever, yeah.
You take it back to the late 50s.
I've always wondered, Mike, and, you know, the thing about Lennon is, you know, we'll never know, right? But I've always wondered, like, what would have been if he was still around
because McCartney's solo stuff is great. John's was good. Granted, the last album was amazing.
Yeah, but to your point, it was okay.
But
it's not together.
You got the total package.
That's right.
And I always, like, people always ask, you know, are you an Elvis man? You're a Beatles man? I'm a Stones man. I like the Rolling Stones. And John Lennon famously said, McCartney said too, they're like a blues cover band. They were initially. But if the Beatles had stayed together, I mean, because the Stones had some great records, Carl, in the 70s.
They also
had some crappy records.
They did.
Would the Beatles have come back to earth had they stayed together? Because it's almost like they're locked in time and everything was perfect. But I still feel that not every Beatles record was that good. Not every Beatles song was perfection in my mind.
No,
listen. Some of it was very self-indulgent studio stuff.
Well, look, you know, in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of criticism on the Beatles being overrated, right?
Right.
I mean, people have come out, and it was almost sacrilegious to say it because of their popularity and what it did for rock and roll, et cetera. But, yeah, I mean, people have been very critical of what they meant to the music scene, and then how good really was the music?
Right.
Like, how many really good, how many albums were, like, just out of this world? I think it's all perspective, Mike, because if almost, you ask right. an older member of our audience who grew up.
He'd be say sacrilegious to even say correct. Anything about the Beatles.
Correct.
Real quick, Nirvana. Where do you fall on Nirvana?
I love Nirvana.
See, I still
that's
think,
in my wheelhouse.
But I think Pearl Jam and Soundgarden are better.
Yeah.
But they get the credit for being the band with the whole grunge sound. So it's always, it's all relative. Look, guys, there's no wrong answers in music.
Well,
we all agree on that.
Kurt is still around, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the other part.
That documentary makes it hard to like.
If Cobain is here, how big does Nirvana get? Right.
Right. And then meanwhile, you know, Dave Grohl's on and just kept it moving with Foo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, there's your guy talking with some music. By the way, guys, do we have an amazing staff here at Twin Peaks today? It really is like Charlie's Angels, Carl. Every time someone comes out of the kitchen.
Well, it's just shift change, isn't it?
Well, don't ruin this for me. Don't tell me summer going home. I was kind of enjoying the idea that like a Volkswagen, the clowns are coming out of the car. It just never ends here at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
I was like, it's a shift change. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to here. We're going to talk more about the regional games that are going on right here in our backyard in the ATL down at State Farm Arena. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, though, we will get into whether or not it was really him. And look,
no.
I don't know if it is or if it isn't. All I know is I want some finality to this whole situation.
Right.
I'm ready to be over it. I'm ready to be done with it. And I just think he's toying with this if it was him in a place in Cleveland taking a picture, just pointing at us and basically saying, ha, ha, ha.
And by the way, guess who's celebrating 328 Day today?
Who?
Bill Belichick and his freaking girlfriend. She's rocking a Falcons Champions T-shirt today.
Again?
Enough already,
Belichick.
How many
of these T-shirts does he have?
I hope Carolina loses every freaking game in the ACC this year.
Yeah, well, they
Jerk.
Might. I don't know if he's going to do anything. Hey, we're coming back. We're live at Twin Peaks and Dukes and Bell.